So that reading from Matthew, it is a classic example of why we always need to read the Bible either in community or with some other source of wisdom with us. Because otherwise we can get to passages like this in Matthew and we can be really put off. If we're new to meeting Jesus and finding out who this Jesus chap is, at this point, if we read this, we can see a very cold, seemingly dismissive, frankly verging on racist person. Because let's not beat around the bush here. He basically calls this woman a dog. That's really hard to read. What is going on in this passage? So, the importance of reading together, that's the joy of this morning. We're going to explore that. You know, we don't like to shy from difficult parts of the Bible. We're going to actually explore them so that we understand them better rather than just ignoring them. When we read scripture together, or when we learn from other sources of wisdom to help our reading of scripture, it deepens our understanding of who God is and our understanding of who Jesus is. And then it means that we can then read passages like this with a little bit more nuance, a little bit more of an understanding of going, well, wait a second, that doesn't seem to fit with the God that was described. For example, in Isaiah, our Isaiah reading said, I'm going to raise up someone who will bring other nations to my mountain as well, and it will be called a house of prayer. That's in the prophets. That's prophesied. And then here Jesus seems to be saying, no, I've just come to Israel. I'm not going to come and waste anything on you guys over there outside of the house of Israel. Well, that doesn't mirror up, right? It doesn't match. So something in our understanding must be off about this passage with Jesus in Matthew. Now, the nuances are, we know that there must be something else at play here. So what is it that we are meant to take from this passage? What is it that Matthew, in putting it here, is trying to show us? And this morning there are three things. So later on we'll break out into our different ways of responding, and you can explore these three aspects that I think this passage in Matthew is trying to show us and challenge us to explore. And one of them is the power of persistence. So one. This woman and her persistence, even though she seemingly met with opposition. First of all, notice she prayed, she cried out to Jesus, and she was met with silence. How often has that been your experience of praying to God? It's feeling like you're met with silence. So many of us give up at that point. This woman doesn't. She continues to cry out. And then she's met with direct opposition. The disciples say, oh, Jesus, send her away. She's being really bothersome and she's shouting out loads. They're actively trying to get her to be removed from Jesus' presence. So she's met with opposition as she's trying to come to Jesus. But she still persists. How many of us would have given up at that point and crept away? But she persists in prayer and she says, Jesus, you can help. And Jesus hears her and helps her. So I wonder if this woman is there to show us a wonderful example of persistence in prayer. But two, the second thing that I think we need to take from this passage is what enables her to be so persistent in prayer is her profound and deep understanding of God's power and glory. Because she can say to Jesus, even the tiniest scrap of your power and your grace can heal my daughter, can transform our lives, can change everything. Just the tiniest scrap, that's all I'm asking for. Because she knows that Jesus' power is so immense that that would be enough. I wonder how many of us can say we have that much faith. That even a scrap of God's grace would be transformative in our lives. That is pretty profound and amazing. But actually, this we do have access, direct access through prayer to the person, that power that flung stars into space, to quote a favorite hymn, who rose from the dead after being brutally killed, who just spoke one word and stilled a storm. We have access to that power through the Spirit to ask for transformation in our world. I wonder how often we dismiss it and we don't actually comprehend that power and really ask God. And the third thing that we're going to explore this morning in our various different ways, which I think is possibly the most challenging thing that we have from this passage, and that is recognizing, understanding, being honest enough about our prejudices. Recognizing our own views that might hinder someone else coming to Jesus. Are there ways that we talk about people, the ways that we talk about God, that block other people from coming to Jesus? Because if there are, we are acting just as the disciples did. And in effect saying, God, please, can you just shush them? They're getting in the way of what I'm trying to do in this worshiping here. But what Jesus models for us, and you can debate with me later whether he does this deliberately or because he is very human and has been influenced by his culture and his upbringing into thinking of this woman as other. It doesn't really matter, I don't think. I don't think it matters whether it's Jesus' mistake or he's using it as a model to show his disciples what the problem is in being that human. What matters is what he does. When it has been pointed out to him that he is perhaps being prejudiced, that this woman has great profound faith, he changes. And he changes his response. He recognizes God in this woman. He recognizes this woman's faith. And he responds with grace. That's what he is modeling for us. How often do we get our prejudice is shown, revealed to us, and instead of being humble about it, we entrench ourselves in our views. We become defensive and we stay in our little silo and say, no, I'm right. Rather than being humble enough and gracious enough to go, I was wrong there. Actually, I see where God is at work, and we shift our views. So these are the three things that we are going to explore this morning. Developing our persistence in prayer. No matter what we're met with, being persistent. We're going to explore increasing our wonder at God. Just trying to capture a moment of understanding God's awesomeness and God's power, the extent of that power. Or we can explore our prejudices if you're feeling brave this morning. So there are three ways as ever. If you would like to, I have more songs that are various different genres, which are really helpful, I think, ways of tuning ourselves to listen out for where God is at in something unfamiliar. So if you want to come and listen to some music with me and we can do some theology in music, feel free. We'll probably go out into the community lounge because then we won't disturb everyone here. If you would like to reflect, I have some images here of Jesus meeting this woman. I find it really interesting to reflect on pictures because, of course, this is just one artist's understanding of the story, but it can help lead us into other ways of looking at going, oh, yes, imagine yourself as a disciple. Imagine yourself as the woman in that situation. Imagine yourself as her daughter in that situation. All of these ways of reflecting. So I will put these around in the chancel. So if you want to just come and reflect on that story and what we've talked about this morning and allow God to speak to you in the quiet, then feel free to come up here. If you think best and explore best by talking, you might want to stay around your tables or move to chat with someone else. And I've got some questions to explore, essentially exploring our prejudices, exploring if there are any expressions of Christianity that you struggle to relate to. This is going to require you to perhaps be quite honest here. But I pray that we will be gracious with each other and help each other learn. And in the fact that we're engaging with it shows a willingness to let God guide us in that. So if you would like to explore a little bit of how we as a church, how we as individuals might better understand our prejudices, then I've got some leading questions here if you would like to follow those. So let's explore for a few moments in our various different ways and let God guide us.